Let's go right now on WBEN to Ken Chase with conservativetours.com. And you might have heard me mention this once or twice, but we are taking a trip in September to Germany, nach Deutschland. And mit uns jetzt ist Ken Chase. Ken, thanks for joining us. Good to have you on the Trocare College WBEN live line.
Well, Tom, it's great to be back with you. And boy, are we having a lot of fun with your listeners, and they're a little excited, Tom, about Germany and the prospect of heading over and heading over with you. And oh, by the way, I guess I'm a little older because I do indeed. I know I've heard of that fellow Richard Nixon.
Well, Richard Nixon, interesting fellow. Many interesting quotes on those tapes, including the one he uttered after J. Edgar Hoover died. But we'll get into that later. No, we won't. So, Ken, for those who are not familiar with our itinerary on the September trip to Germany, tell us all about it, because quite frankly, when I look at the itinerary, and I am going as your guest, as is my daughter, I could not get my wife to come along. She actually has a responsible job where she's responsible for a whole bunch of people, so she can't, she just can't do it. But for those, I'm perfectly content to be with my daughter. It'll be good to have legal counsel with me at all times, even though she doesn't practice in Germany. But as far as what we're doing, every time I look at the itinerary, I'm absolutely blown away. Can you walk us through it?
Yeah, it's, I tell you, Tom, when I speak to your guests, and I try to take a lot of time with each individual who calls, some inquiring and some the last 3 days, each day I think we took on two more guests. So I tell them, and this is the truth, if you were to look at our website, you'll see right now, it's not fully set for 2024, but we have three tours basically running at the same time in September. So this will give you an idea of what I think and what I like. We're running Ireland the same time as your tour. We are running Italy, the grand event, the same time as your tour. And I tell folks, and I got a request just a couple of days ago, I think it was from Sioux City, a couple that had been with us at on a different tour. They wrote overnight, they said, Ken, it's a very simple message. Will you be on the Italian grand event in the fall? And I wrote them back and I said, unfortunately, I've made my decision. I'm going to Germany. I tell your guests, Tom, I love this tour. And I love all the tours, of course. They're wonderful. But I love going to Germany. There's something special about that country. It's dynamic. It has all the best side of Europe. It has the medieval charm. It has the rich history. It has the high culture. It is a wonderful place. And then you combine, of course, the natural beauty. Now, we're going with your listeners to what everybody agrees is the most beautiful region of Germany, which, of course, is the south, which is Bavaria. And we're going to do the beautiful, what they call a large city. I don't really call it a large city. It's a beautiful city, Munich. It's a beautiful walking city. That's sort of going to be our base, kind of hub and spoke style for the first several days. And then we'll head into the deep south down by Zugspitze, the famous mountain, down by Berchtesgaden, where the eagle's nest is. And that, of course, the eagle's nest, you could say, literally looks out upon Salzburg. It's that close. And, of course, we're going to see beautiful Salzburg over the border in Austria. Then we'll head back a little bit north towards Prague. We don't go into the Czech Republic. We skirt Munich and head up to Nuremberg. Nuremberg has a little bit of everything. You got a little bit of the modern on the outside, the outskirts of the town, which we don't really care about. You have the rally grounds there. You have the courthouse where the the high command, if you will, the ones who are still alive, the high command were charged with the crimes against humanity. We take you into the very courtroom of the Nuremberg trials right there in Nuremberg. And then, of course, there's beautiful, the inner core of Nuremberg, medieval, charming Nuremberg, where we do our little strolls. We see all the great sites. we soak up that environment and we admire the beauty. There's nothing like medieval beauty in Europe. It's everywhere in Europe, and several of the places, of course, we are going, you're going to see it, such as the beautiful village. I keep coming back to this, Rothenburg. If you've never been to Rothenburg, and I ask a lot of your guests who call, your listeners who call, if you've never been to Rothenburg, trust me, it is one of the most enjoyable visits you'll ever take on an individual tour escapade that you take. It's wonderful. But it's like that for the whole 11 days. So we're over there for 10 hotel nights, Tom. That's 11 days of touring with the lovely Miss Lillian. Lillian is nothing if not brilliant, and she is lovable. And that's a very important factor. You want to be led, and this is an escorted tour. You want to be led by someone you can relate to, somebody who actually cares, somebody who's likable, who has a smile. If you had the sniffles yesterday, the next morning, you kind of feel good. If she, you know, asks, hey, how you doing? Do you feel better? That's the kind of attention you get from a person like Lillian. It's not something you teach.
I hope she brings schnapps. I mean, schnapps just it does everything for the sniffles. But Miss Lillian, I presume, is extremely well-versed in the history of every place we're going to see. I mean, I cannot wait to see the courthouse at Nuremberg where the war crimes trials took place and where Robert Jackson from Jamestown, New York, went to school anyway, Jamestown High School, near where we're from our broadcast central at WBEN. Where he basically fumbled the cross-examination of Hermann Göring. Göring made a fool of him, and Jackson was not very happy about
that. That's what they say. I never saw the replay of it in detail. I've seen little snippets, but they always say that Göring got the best of Jackson.
Oh, did he get under Jackson's skin? He got under Jackson's skin in a bad way, and the British I won't get into all the details. But anyway, so Nuremberg. Now, you mentioned Rothenburg. What is so special about Rothenburg?
It's like going back in time. You know, one of the great features of Germany is the architecture. You know, there's medieval Europe all over Europe. But the Germans decorated their homes. They did a lot of this, and they have a special word for it in German. The way they paint the exteriors of the houses, the average person's house, they would paint it in a certain way with a certain detail in the painting. They'd paint little images. They'd paint scenes on the exterior of their houses. You get a lot of that. Rothenburg is also a walled city. Of course, you know you're in Europe when you're getting into walled cities. And there's been a lot of money spent post-war to rebuild the wall in its original state. And it's wonderful. Okay? But they're all it's small, it's intimate villages such as Rothenburg. You just have to walk through them and see all these little interesting sites. And it's not all churches. Of course, folks generally don't want to be going to churches all the time, and we don't. But that particular one has a magnificent church because there are relics in there from several centuries ago. And all of these things, and there's also a dungeon and a prison in that little village of Rothenburg, and it never ends. And, of course, it has a little lookout down into the valley where the river runs, and it's all very verdant. Rothenburg is absolutely one of my favorite destinations in all of Germany.
And we're also going to see Heidelberg, which is where General Patton actually died after his Jeep accident and his paralysis. I don't know if any time is spent on that during this particular trip, but I know Heidelberg is a special city unto itself.
It is. It's lovely. It's part of the day. It's actually our last full day of touring in Germany. But we end up spending with the guided tour in Heidelberg itself. Now, Heidelberg, of course, has a famous castle up on the hill. We generally don't go up onto the castle, but we will give the guests enough time if they want to go up and visit the castle. Otherwise, we do the guided tour of Heidelberg at, shall we say, water's level because it sits on a river. And of course, it's a great university town. It's a wonderful place, and that will be our last day in Germany. And then we'll drive about an hour and a half from Heidelberg and settle into another lovely four-star property on the outskirts of Frankfurt. And then the next morning we head home to Buffalo. So it's 11 days of touring. And we haven't even talked about some of the sites we're going to see down south. One of the most enjoyable places to see, of course, is Zugspitze, the highest mountain peak in Germany, which when we are at the summit, we're going to get. And again, it's the best time of year to be going to Germany because you're past the risk of the midsummer heat, which can be a little intense in Germany. So we're well past that. We're into the weather that should be very similar to what you might get at home, which is early autumn. I don't know if that's precise in terms of the calendar, but in my mind, September means autumn. So you get my point. But you should have nice, sunny, warm days and then, cool evenings. But when we get to Zugspitze, we take the high-speed cable car up to the summit. And when you're up the summit, there's a whole infrastructure at the summit of Zugspitze, the mountain. And the infrastructure spreads out, we're talking the top of the mountain, into Austria. So you actually walk and when you're at the top of the mountain, and it's mostly indoors. It's all, they've got fancy restaurants and everything you can imagine up there because, again, it's one of the nicer features of going to Germany is that, remember, Tom, Germany is the economic engine of Europe. You're talking close to 90 million people, and depending on when you measure it, the third or the fourth largest economy in the world. I think technically now it's fourth. But regardless, the point is, it's a wealthy country, and that's reflected everywhere you go. It's beautiful. It's well-maintained. Okay? It's not just the charm of the places we go. Everything is nice. Everything is orderly. Everything is clean. Everything is in its proper place. And you sense that whenever you go. And that's a very important feature, I think, that lends itself to your enjoyment when you're traveling. You want to be in a place where everything seems to be working.
Now, speaking of history, we're talking with Ken Chase on the Trocare College WBEN Liveline about our upcoming trip to Germany. And all of these things that we're going to do, the price is absolutely amazingly low, including airfare. We're going to save that until the very end. But this is steeped in history from the medieval era, and also we're going to see the scene of the abortive beer hall putsch by the Nazi party and Goering and Röhm and those idiots. We're going to see that happened in November of 1923. I know a lot of the places that were actually part of the putsch have been leveled after the war as a sign of, hey, we're over that. We're done with those idiots. But we will see where it took place, even if a lot of the buildings have either been torn down or repurposed.
Right. Well, one of the classic buildings that was, bombed and then, of course, razed to the ground was what they called the Brown House, which was the formal headquarters of the Nazi party prior to the war and during the war. Well, now what stands there is not the Brown House, but it's what I like to call the White House. So for a very good reason, the German government post-war put up a building that is pristine white. It's like a big white Rubik's cube. And that's why is it there and what is its function? Well, not surprisingly, it is, as you will see around Germany, it's designed to teach future generations the history that gave rise to the Nazi party, the tumult in the 1920s that lent itself to the rise of the Nazi party, and everything that transpired. It's designed to teach current and future Germans and anybody else who visits. I always encourage our guests to go in there. It's about a four-story building. It's basically on the same footprint. It's exactly located where the original Brown House was. But yes, you're right, Tom. There are all sorts of naturally, because that was, as Eisenhower called it, that was the belly of the beast. So that's where the party started. So it was their sentimental and functional headquarters. And as a result, naturally, like the Bierhall Push, there are all sorts of places, squares, buildings and so forth that are still standing from that era or were hit and have been rebuilt that we point out when we do a few of the various walking episodes in and around, in Munich, I should say, not around Munich, in Munich. Munich, again, it's a very small city over by our standards, but it's wonderful because it's all flat, and then you get into the beautiful square where the Glockenspiel is. It's absolutely gorgeous. The architecture
we haven't even touched on everything we're going to see. But can you tell us for and people can get all the information conservativetours.com, conservativetours.com. That is the website, conservativetours.com. Ken, you want to tell us the price and how people can get in touch with you directly?
Yes, they can call our 800 number, which is 888-733-9494. I'll repeat, 888-733-9494. The price of the tour, I believe, is $49.77 per person, and that includes your airfare. And as I mentioned, Tom, your guests are rather surprised that they don't have to trek around the lake and through customs to get to Toronto to fly to Europe. We are flying from Buffalo to Charlotte, straight into Munich, and we come home from Frankfurt. Again, it's a very efficient, naturally, because it's crafted by our experts in Berlin, the tour itself. Very efficient use of our time, those 11 days of touring. So we end in Frankfurt, fly home to DFW, and DFW straight into Buffalo. So your guests, believe me, they've told me time and time again, they're very surprised and they're very delighted that we are flying out of Buffalo and home to Buffalo on American Airlines.
Yeah, looking forward to it very much, Ken. And again, the phone number, and I think you might be standing by right now, is 888-733-9494, and it's conservativetours.com, conservativetours.com. Ken, look forward to seeing you. Maybe we'll talk between now and September if there's still space left.
Yeah, we shall. And as I said, I can go on any tour I want, Tom, and I'm going on the Germany tour with you and your friends and listeners from WBEN. I love this tour. I'll be with you in Germany.
All right. Ken Chase, conservativetours.com. Thank you very, very much. Look forward to this.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, very much looking forward to this, like you can't believe. So is my daughter. Of course, you need a valid U.S. passport, but you've got until September to get one. That should be okay, even with the government.